from Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Tennis, anyone?
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spin, like Oliver and Mike.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to the bonus episode this week of Land Grant University presents Beers with the Brewers. We missed you guys last week, so this week we are talking about CMYK, our Imperial IPA. You can check that out in the other episode posted today. And this episode, we're talking about Tennis, our new American IPA.
Would you say this is an extra set of Beers with the Brewers? I don't know the rules of tennis, but maybe that's what they call it.
We're going to go all five sets, maybe, here
solid.
Today. Maybe a 12-point tiebreaker, Walt.
We'll go tiebreaker.
This is a tennis lesson.
Now, Dan, I told you to prepare tennis jokes. Judging from the first minute of this podcast, I think we're set. I don't think we need any more tennis jokes after that.
We're set a joke?
That was a joke.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm leaving now.
So, this episode, Adam here, one of the owners here at Land Grant. We got Justin Reich, brewer here.
Hey, gang.
Dan Schaefer, not Chris.
Not Chris.
Still not.
Semi-professional tennis player.
Mark Richards.
Fresh out of Nashville. What's up, y'all?
And Walt Keyes.
Howdy.
As Walt and Mark, clearly you can tell from their new Southern drawl, we spent a week last week at the Craft Brewers Conference in Nashville and learned a lot, had a great time. So thanks to everyone down there. Went to a few breweries down there, including Bearded Iris. Had a good time talking with the folks from Tailgate Brewery.
Jackalope treated us nice.
So again, thanks to everyone down there. It was great to see a bunch of our friends that you don't get to see throughout the year as we're all at the brewery. I do say it's half therapy being there. And
shout out to former Land Granter Stephanie McBride, who we were able to run into, who's now a buyer out at Deschutes.
Descahuates.
You may have heard of before.
Descahuates.
Hi, Stephanie.
Descahuates.
Again, we're talking about Tennis, our new American IPA. Some of the flavors you'll get from this: apricot, lemongrass, honey, and toast. Suggested fruit pairings are Korean beef tacos and chile verde.
I was craving spicy food when I wrote that.
I think it goes well. If you listen to the CMYK episode, but we're going to repeat it because we're super excited about it. This Sunday, May 13th, we have the Land Grant University Hops 101. So come on down. You'll learn about hops. You'll get a cool, very well-designed booklet to follow along as the brewers talk about the history of hops and how we brewed a few different batches of beer with hops from around the world and really some of the different flavor profiles. And the other super exciting thing coming up here at the tap room is the Royal Pool Party on Saturday, May 19th. We are going to be opening really early. You can see Beers with the Brewers' own host, Walt Keyes, going to be celebrity bartending, opening up early. He will have his fascinator on, so make sure to wear your fascinator as well.
Yeah, if you're a total lunatic, the bar will be open at 6 o'clock in the morning for the royal wedding. And I think we're probably aiming for showing the version narrated by Will Ferrell. Molly Shannon. Yeah.
They just did the Rose Parade. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
If you are not a total lunatic like the rest of us and want to just show up at like 11 a.m. when the bar opens, you can partake in all of the other fun events: dunk tank, unicorn, water slide device. And not a water slide, full disclosure, but some sort of water device.
And if you love England as much as we do, and Mark does because he was just in England, we will also be showing the FA Cup final that day as well.
So all England all the time, but a
pool party spin on England. So it's going to be, you know, just like you think of England and you think of palm trees and tropical fruit and pastels, it's going to be just like that.
And then a Czech Pilsner will be released. So it all works together and we're all excited because that is Land Grant's Beer Summer. Summer has finally returned, as we have talked about the weather a little bit here on Beers of the Brewers. It's been in the 80s. It's been wonderful, but sometimes I know Mark has some takes on this here.
Yeah, the wind has died down, so it's getting really hot. It's getting really hot out there, just like summer.
But
it's all about the wind.
We've been working real diligent to get the beer garden finished before that, so come on down to check that out. Land-Grant University Hops 101 is basically our kickoff event for Columbus Craft Beer Week that starts this Friday. We're going to be talking a little bit more about the different Land-Grant events around town for Columbus Craft Beer Week. Make sure to stay tuned for that. On to this beer, Tennis. So we've talked about a couple different IPAs already on Land-Grant University. So if you want to know some of the history of the style, feel free to check out the episodes on Stiff Arm and those of the like. Statistics on Tennis.
So this comes in exactly like Stiff Arm at 6.4%. ABV, 50 IBUs. We use Summit, Cascade, Centennial, Simcoe, Citra, and Lemon Drop hops. Pale Ale, malt out of our silo, Gold Pils, Vienna malt, and Caribbean. The base is essentially Stiff Arm. We had always wondered what would happen if we took the big Centennial dry hop from Stiff Arm that makes it such a classic, sort of a typical IPA, and instead went more with the Simcoe Citra, and that's pretty much this beer. And then we had some Lemon Drop lying around, so I said, hey, let's throw that in there. Think, you know, Stiff Arm, but with more of a citrusy stone fruit type of edge to it.
It's delicious. Nick liked it.
Did he, though? Justin, will you ask him real quick?
Hey, Nick, what are your thoughts?
I enjoy the beer very much.
As did we. You know, and it reminds me of our new tennis podcast called Talking About Tennis, where we go back and forth on the ins and outs of the tennis world.
Tune in every Wednesday at 6:30
p.m.
and a.m. We do two because we got to go back and forth. We're done with that bit.
You just drove right off the cliff. Yes, we did. Turned right back around, drove to the top, and drove it off again.
That was always my issue, is latching on. Oh.
Oh.
And there you go.
All right. Given that this is kind of a variation on Stiff Arm, well, what are some of the inspirations you got for the name for the beer?
So, yeah, with this beer, I just wanted kind of a name and a brand that was nice and playful and, you know, reflected, you know, the time of the year, nice weather, what can you do outside? Well, hey, grab a racket, head down to the park, Schiller Park, you know, two balls, hit them around.
Mm-hmm. Couple balls.
You know, it's a nice sort of fun outside activity for the springtime. And I don't know, I was just trying to evoke sort of an outdoor activity, springtime vibe. And I just thought the word tennis on its own, no context, was kind of funny.
Walt, I think we should go down to Whetstone Park and see what we got.
If you guys are playing tennis.
I have never played tennis in my whole life.
Really?
I do have to give a big shout out to my wife, who runs the tap room around here, Lauren Benner. Very fantastic tennis player.
And, in high school, right?
Actually, in the Munster High School Hall of Fame, back in Munster, Indiana, home of Three Floyds.
You know, I heard that.
See, if you're heading to Three Floyds, make a quick detour to check out the plaque there.
You can check out Lauren's plaque in the high school. This beer is available in kegs and cans around town, so starting May 9th, we'll have this in the tap room, which is today as we're recording it. So if you're listening to this May 10th, you missed the release yesterday. Look for this around town starting next week, May 14th. Again, it'll be available in kegs and cans around Columbus.
A lot of smiles out in that tap room.
Crushability of this beer.
Very.
Four.
Four?
Four with an Uber driver.
It's a responsible four.
Oh, you're drinking beers with an Uber driver?
Uh-huh.
If he's off
very
shift.
Generous of you.
It depends on how friendly they are.
Share from your six-pack, not from mine.
Yeah, I'd say a four as well. Leave a couple for tomorrow.
I think Mark is just trying to figure out any way how to get his Uber rider rating up a little bit. So he shows up with a six pack every time he walks in.
He's had some problems with his Uber trips.
We did some real damage to Mark's Uber rating down in Nashville.
Actually, yeah. I would agree with everyone though, four.
If you were down here at Land-Grant Brewing Company on Thursday through Sunday and looking to pair this with some delicious barbecue from Ray Ray's Hog Pit, what would you choose?
Well, I would say the spare ribs with jalapeno barbecue sauce. I Ooh. Think this beer can take a little bit of spice.
I think the kind of herbal bit that it's got going for it, that lemongrass, I think it would pair really well with their collard greens.
That's a good show.
You got a little bit of that acidity going to it
Well.
I think that would go really well with this beer.
For any vegetarians out there, we have fries as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, for you vegetarians out there, I had one last night in a can with a cheese pizza.
Oh, that's another option, Mark. Thanks.
Wow.
So we talked about a lot of Craft Beer Week events here in Columbus. Kicking off the entire event, we've got quite a few beers down at the Grandview Yard Giant Eagle Market District. Also on Friday, during that kickoff, the Daily Growler is having their Infusapalooza. We're going to have a beer over there at Yuzu Glory. We also have 6-1 Pour, which is the big beer event over at Huntington Park, over here where the Clippers play. Please make it out to that. Good opportunity to try a ton of beers and meet a ton of brewers. So make it over to that one. Bodega and Oddfellows are having a block party on the 16th. And then on the 17th,
we're going to be at Marshall's.
We will be at Marshall's with the Norwegian IPA. And then also at the Grain and Grate, they're having a little brewer series takeover. So that's going to be exciting. A lot of beers that we have available only here in the tap room will be walking over there for us to try. Beats Over Brews on Friday, pairing up with Seven Sun on that. Got Little Rock on the 18th. And I think that sums it up. Big LGU event here, and then also the Royal Pool Party.
If you're heading over to Moffray Stadium next week for Rock on the Range, make sure to check out the Land Grant shipping container. You're going to find a lot of really good Land Grant beers on tap there. Plus, we're going to have a couple other beers around that whole festival. So if you like rock, look for Mark. He's going to be there.
We'll also be in the new craft beer tent over there. There's going to be a craft beer tent with a lot of different breweries in it.
Very cool.
And we did that collaboration with Mudvayne, right? The band.
We did not.
It's called Vein Mud.
Luxury brand.
It's that dank brown ale we did.
It's ugly out there.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening this week and tuning in to Land Grant University Presents Beers with the Brewers podcast. Hope to see you here this weekend at the Land Grant University Hops 101. I'm Adam here. Thank you to Justin.
Peace.
Dan.
Yeah.
Mark and Walt.
Thanks for coming out, y'all.
Go Cavs.
And again, see it down here at 424 West Town Street. Make sure to tip your bartenders. Have a great weekend, folks. Cheers. Woo! That's cool, man. That's real cool.
Ah, boy.